Some 9 years ago, and literally out of the blue, I suffered a life-threatening illness. Flying back home long-haul from a winter break, I developed a deep vein thrombosis in my leg, and within a few days of arriving back in Stafford, I was in hospital with multiple blood clots on my lungs, having collapsed at home hardly able to breathe. I was the latest victim and statistic of what had become known as the economy class syndrome. This illness and other flight-related safety issues had attracted widespread national publicity at that time, to the extent that a House of Lords Select Committee was examining air travel and health. Recovering at home a few weeks later, I was surprised, to say the least, when a House of Commons letter arrived through the post. My local MP, David Kidney, had been monitoring local press reports of my illness, and had written to express his concern, and moreover to offer his support. A hollow and empty gesture? Jumping on a topical bandwagon? Not a bit of it. Within a relatively short space of time, David had initiated a 10-minute rule bill in the House of Commons, entitled Health Air Travellers Bill, and had become secretary of a newly formed all-party parliamentary group on DVT awareness. He then went on actively to support the national organisation VADA, Victims of Air-Related DVT Association. A few years later, and many airlines are now showing positive improvements in the health and safety advice given to their travelling passengers. Now that's what I call follow-up. That's what I call positive action. Before this illness, I had only a passing interest in politics, and even less of a regard for politicians. I shared many of the sceptical views held by the public at large. But this act of unsolicited kindness and concern, underpinned by positive, practical steps to raise public and political awareness of an avoidable illness, changed all that. I found I had a local MP who genuinely cared for his constituents and was prepared to intervene and to act on their behalf. Always accessible and able, always hard-working, always conscientious and courteous, and always concerned to represent all of his constituents. When you have a local Member of Parliament of this calibre, the need to secure his seat in Westminster becomes not just an idle hope, more an imperative. Now I know there are many others in this constituency that can echo this experience. Mine is no isolated case. Why, even David's political rivals begrudgingly acknowledge the qualities that are supremely his. As to his wider abilities, these have since become rightly recognised, and not before time, by his elevation to government minister in the Department of Energy and Climate Change. David's 13 years as our Member of Parliament have not been an unlucky 13, quite the opposite. He has been elected and then re-elected twice on a solid and undisputable record of total commitment, integrity, and high achievement. You don't sack winners, you back them to go on winning. Let's do just that.